So in light of what you're saying, brother, what is it that takes a heart that was in rebellion and disobedience to God and turns that around with a drive to follow Christ and to obey Him? What is it? What's the factor that does that? It's not Paul saying, "Well, now I'm just going to do it." I couldn't do it. There had to be something that was the turning factor. And my suggestion is glory. It was the God of glory that appeared unto Abram when he was in Ur of the Chaldees. It was the glory of the Lord that shone here at brighter than the noonday sun that turned this man around. Isn't it something of this blessed person that so affects our hearts and our lives? When we come to, when we hear the gospel, when we really hear it. I mean, some here grew up hearing the gospel since they were in their mother's womb. And yet they didn't believe with their heart. It didn't turn them around until a certain point. But at a certain point, they really said that. I need Him. I need it. I need Him. And then when they finally come to that point, that's the turning point. I think there's a radio program called Turning Point. Well, that's the turning point. When the Lord gets hold of us and turns us around to live for Him. And then the obedience comes as a result of really being turned. And we then are responsible to depend upon the one who turned us to follow and to get the strength from Him in order to do this. And so I think it's a very interesting factor that none of us here were turned to follow the Lord Jesus if there was nothing to follow. We found He was worthy to be followed. He attracted us. And I think in Matthew 11, the Lord says a profound statement there. He says that the Father is the one who reveals the Son. And the Son is the one who reveals the Father. And it's only as He does this, it's only as divine persons show themselves to us, that our hearts are drawn after a greater glory. Because otherwise, this world's got a lot of... Look at these pretty lights, The world's got a lot of glory. You drive by New York, all the glitz, That attracts so many millions of people. But we have seen something greater. That's what Saul... He saw something greater on that road to Damascus. See, Jerusalem never attracted his attention again. It was never the glory that he looked for. It was Christ Himself. A greater glory.